Many businesses are competing for a share of the billions of dollars the United States is spending to rebuild Iraq. Facing widespread criticism of the reconstruction cost, of course, Congress is demanding better accounting of how that money is spent. But an independent watchdog group says it's hard to find out how the U.S. government spends its money. NPR's Kathy Schalk reports.
Last spring, Maud Bielman of the Center for Public Integrity asked what she thought was a fairly simple question. Who was getting the contracts for work in post-war Iraq and Afghanistan?
We were surprised, I think, at the end at how many different companies there were, because I think we, like most people, assumed that the contracts were going to a handful of companies.
The center found that more than 70 American companies had won primary contracts for up to $8 billion to do tasks ranging from training government officials and police to translating to evaluating other contractors. Some got multiple contracts. It took six investigative journalists 6 months to put the report together, using documents requested under the Freedom of Information Act. Bielman says it's the most comprehensive list available anywhere, but it's not complete.
What we're telling people is more than anyone's ever been able to tell people, but do I think we know every contractor that's out there? No. Of the 90-some-odd contracts that we believe are out there, we actually only received about 22 of them. And that's after 6 months of trying.
This week, the center went to court to get information the Army and State Department haven't provided. Without seeing the details of actual contracts, Bielman says, there's really no telling how much money's been paid or promised.
Very often, agencies would only report the first year's value of a contract, even if a contract was to extend potentially for 5 years and would have five times the amount. I think that lack of transparency does raise questions in people's minds as to whether the right companies are getting the contracts or whether there's political cronyism going on.
Certainly, many of the 70 companies that were awarded contracts are well connected. Like Halliburton and Bechtel, the two largest contractors, many smaller ones also have close ties to Congress or government agencies or employ former government officials. And together, the center found, the contractors, executives, employees, and political action committees have given more money to President Bush over the past 12 years than to any other politician. But Ellen Yant, a spokeswoman for the U.S. Agency for International Development, says that doesn't mean anyone got a contract who didn't deserve one.
In most cases, the evaluations for contract awards are done by engineers, by technical people, by contracting officials. These aren't political appointees. These are career professionals.
Yant says the pool of qualified companies isn't all that big, and it's natural for employees to have government links and experience.
Do you want people doing this work in these countries that have no previous international development experience? Do you want people working in these countries who've never worked in a post-conflict environment? Of course not.
And Yant disputes the idea that USAID and other government agencies have been stonewalling.
It has been a transparent process. It's been done in full compliance with federal regulations that all government agencies use. The public is able to get information on the work being done in Iraq, on the contracts, through numerous websites of the government, including USAID's.
But the Center for Public Integrity says its study found that government agencies themselves didn't have complete information even about primary contracts, let alone subcontracts. And investigators say if the process were really transparent, their six-month probe wouldn't have been necessary. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.
In the next half hour of All Things Considered, we will report on another part of Iraq's reconstruction, the effort to give Iraqis a greater role in their country's security.